This is artist Josh Burcham, and you jumped inside the pull bag only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the Geekcast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
Hello and welcome to the pull bag, as we're also on
All Things Transformers.
That's right, because it is in this that we unleash the last of the beasts.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Written by Eric Burnham, art by Josh Burcham. We are covering issues 16 and 17 tonight in this podcast as the that's all she wrote, folks. That's it. Letters this time done by Nathan Wittick and Jake M. Wood, even though he removed the M. Just Jake Wood now. Assistant editor Riley Farmer, editor Jasmine Joyner, David Mariette is the supervising editor on these as well. We get the story so far page catching us up from Beast Wars issue number 15. We get the roll call page, which features Dinobot, Optimus Primal, Rhinox, Cheetor, Nyx, and Rat Trap on the Maximal side with that grand and glorious buffoon.
Which glorious buffoon?
Oh my god, are you just not going to give me anything there, huh?
Nope.
Asshat. Then we have Scold and Tarantulas, Black Arachnia, Waspinator, and Scorponok.
Yep.
Yep. And this one is, yeah, it's them kind of teaming up against the Vok. Megatron has a lot of great lines.
He's got a ton.
Yeah. You just might as well just read the comic as him the whole time. I'm not kidding. You might as well.
Yeah, he's got a lot of narration.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, he does.
And he gets electrocuted.
Mm-hmm. Gets electrocuted.
Yeah, the Vok are a major player in this, which is different than in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed up, but they really didn't. I mean, they didn't
show up like this.
No.
No, not at all. And it's basically the two factions having to come together to fight as a team against the Vok.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the team trade-offs here as they're meeting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have Tarantulas and Dinobot, you have Scold and Rhinox. I think that's super cool. I think that's very neat.
It's funny again, that they have to make small talk just to kind of go back and forth.
Yeah. And Skull, she doesn't want to have anything to do with that. She just wants to get this over with.
And then Primal's got a jet that he flew to the Predacon base.
Yep.
And puts a limited access to the Axelon on Waspinator.
You don't trust us? I do now. And I do love that it is Waspinator that they chose to do that. And it's always interesting to see where Waspinator falls into this. And I so want David and Gary to do these lines.
Oh, I know. I do find it funny that Rhinox goes, "I dissected a Kremzeek."
Yeah.
And Scorponok's like, "Oh, what?"
Yeah. But it's on It's on page 9 at the bottom with the split screen faces of Megatron and Primal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh God, I can so hear David and Gary in my head.
We only have 7 cycles to work before these beings come for us all. And we're not going to just roll over and die for them. Now, let's get to work. No ideas are off the table.
And some crazy ideas in this story.
Yeah. It's kind of nice seeing them kind of helping each other.
Yeah, again, like, it's a small team up to, you know, and the Vok aren't even there yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, the children of the Vok are there. And that's what makes this so kind of upsetting. And I know I'm going to jump ahead for this, but with one of the characters that ends up being where that character ends up being at the end of 17, I'm like, damn it. How did we not get more scenes out of that character? That's we'll get to that, folks. We'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, so yeah, we have Megatron and Optimus and everybody working together.
Did you notice the page where Black Arachnia and Cheetor are talking?
Yes.
The orange gun in front of Black Arachnia looks like the one that comes with Optimal Optimus.
Yep.
Intentionally so.
Oh, of course. I mean, why wouldn't it be anything?
And the one Cheetor's got looks like the one that he shot at the Dinobot clone Transmetal 2 driver.
Yep.
And baked Optimal.
Yep. Yeah, that's very much that's a scoped rifle. Wow. Yep. Interesting.
Cheetor likes the big guns.
Yep. He makes the big gun noises sometimes. So, I love this whole exchange between Nyx and Scold. I think that's just fun. I wish I could have seen them together, working together somehow, some way, for some reason other than what they're doing here in this issue.
Yeah, it's funny. They figure out that there's Vok on the ships.
Mm-hmm.
Unspace. Affirmative.
Yes. Unspace. Yep. And as always, Tarantulas is that treacherous spider.
Yep. Tarantulas explain.
You didn't use the right voice for that.
No. Tarantulas explain. What? Why me? Is it Dinobot the traitor here? Dinobot wouldn't have used my code. You're the only one who might know. And I would know why. Yes.
Well, that is, you see.
Why are none of you capable of the smallest bit of loyalty?
Loyalty? Why, you only ever offered me a place under your rule. The Vok offered me the secrets of the universe.
Tarantulas, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Do you think that will save you?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? What's going on?
Yeah, he escaped.
Yeah. Well, it says that it's not just me saying that. It says that in the yep. in the
if
book,
only
so.
He'd ow and then Dinobot yeah. impaled him.
No, yep. He was mine to destroy.
I didn't destroy him. I hobbled him. A CR chamber will allow an interrogation. Wouldn't you rather he be useful than dead?
I'm thinking it over.
See, this?
It's almost like, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Exactly, yeah. It's like, wait. How is it that Dinobot is Pinky? And Megatron is the Oh god. I can never watch Animaniacs the same again.
Megatron, would you rather be useful than dead?
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Megatron. But if I impale Tarantulas too hard, he won't make it to the CR tank.
Oh, man.
And then Waspinator eating rat trap snacks.
Yes. Well, I mean, he did do a good thing. Like, you know.
Waspinator's like, ooh, I get fed a treat.
Yep. He's good.
Well, well, well. Look who's awake.
Yes.
Tell me everything you know before the Vok, or about the Vok before I kill you.
Don't you mean, or I'll kill you?
I do not.
Not much incentive there. Seems like my only leverage is what I know. Let me go and I'll tell you.
I am no fool, Tarantulas.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Undying loyalty.
I don't know about that. That you did expect undying loyalty from a group of insurgents. Experiment ZT Omega now online.
Yep.
The Tripredicus Council. Yeah, talking about how he's a poor leader and.
Yep.
He says, all you want to do is make speeches. You'd be a terrible ruler.
Oh, really, Tarantulas?
I just have to wait a few more nano clicks. It doesn't take long to cover the distance between my lab and here. Terrorsaur, but he's an undead zombie.
Oh, Lord. I don't understand. God, Terrorsaur. Ugh. And yeah, this issue basically ends with Tarantula sending a data packet to Cybertron.
Yep.
Dun dun dun. I do really, really dig this one. I think this is really cool. Again, between the team up and all of that, plus you have
and it looks like Scorponok dies from this issue.
I mean, you know, it is Scorponok. When doesn't he die? If this was supposed to be the end of season one of the comic, which the way they leave it off, it really well could have been an episode. Issue 18 could have been the start of a season two for the comic. Obviously,
it was not.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The way that this one goes into the final issue and the way the final issue ends, which we will talk about in a few moments, like that could have been like, okay, that was season 17 issues, season one of Beast Wars comic, done. Issues 18 to 25 or 18 to 28 or whatever, you know, could have been season two. If there was going to be a season two, but there's not. Issue 16, what are your overall thoughts and rating?
I really enjoyed it. I just, I would probably give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like Necromancer Terrorsaur.
Yeah, you got to take that 1 point off for dead Terrorsaur walking. Yep. Yeah, I'm right there with you with a 4.5. It's the dead pterosaur is the only thing I don't like. But a comic that, like I've already said, basically has the two factions teaming up, even though it was only for a short amount of time. But, you know, it has them teaming up. It'll have them continue to do that team up a little bit later. But basically, this is Megatron Pontificate's issue,
mm-hmm.
because it's Megatron versus Tarantulas, and it's awesome. It's great. It is so, so fun. So if anyone wants to read Transformers Beast Wars, the entire series, not just here at issue 16, go check it out. We're going to take a quick break and come back with issue 17, the finale, after this.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Mark Room 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, Ninny-bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
All right, folks, this is the end of the road.
Yep, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, Eric Burnham, Josh Burcham, Transformers Beast Wars, number 17. Final issue. The M is back in Jake M. Wood. Like, I wish I could keep track of that. But Jake was the one doing the lettering on this. Obviously written by Eric, art by Josh. Riley, Jasmine, and David are all on the editing side. We get the story so far page. We get the crew page. And nope, Scorponok isn't dead. He's in the crew page. So he's in the roll call, so he would be dead if he wasn't in the roll call.
True.
And what's interesting to me about the roll call is we basically have all of the same characters on both Maximal and Predacon side, with the changeover in design for Dead Pterosaur, but we have the addition of
the Vok and the Children of the Vok.
Yep. Saberback, Polar Claw, and Inferno.
Tigatron and Eraser.
Yep.
So you have the entire Season 1 cast.
Yep. Yes, the entire Season 1 cast, as you said. And man, these battle scenes at the beginning of this are great.
Yeah, I think it's funny how you get like the reboot complete, and then they're, you know, kind of just, you know, Rhinox is waking up and Dinobot's having to fight, and then just it's just an all-out brawl because you're kind of seeing it from like Rhinox's perspective almost.
Yeah.
Initially.
Yep. Yeah, and it's so good.
Wild bean vines. Hard to digest. Oh. Do not turn your back on me, Maximal Scum. Oh, no. Not that. Ah!
Poor Rhinox.
Mm-hmm.
He and Dinobot are having this conversation, and the reinforcements were the survivors, every other crash protoform pod, apparently.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. You see Insecticon, you see Cybershark, you see Transkito.
Yep. You see hey, there's Tigatron.
Yep.
You see Megatron and all of that, and I think this is the first time in two issues that we've seen him in his Tyranno mode. I don't think we see he never transformed in the last issue. I know that for a fact. No. I don't remember.
Well, in that scene where he's in beast mode, where Megatron is, you see Armadillo and Snarl.
Yep.
Which I owned both of those when I was a kid.
Nice.
And I love how Armadillo goes, if we don't kill you, the Vok will.
And you think you'll be here to see it.
And then he destroys them.
Yes.
And then the crab that's fighting Black Arachnia is Razor Claw.
Yep.
And Buzzsaw is fighting Cheetor.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Insecticon gets ripped apart by Cheetor.
I wonder if that was Bombshell or Kickback or...
His name was literally Insecticon.
I know, but it's an Insecticon joke.
Yeah. And then I think it's funny that Rat Trap ripped the information off the golden disc.
Oh, that's just amazing. I mean, come on. Like...
He says, you may have two astrometrics degrees, but I majored in making stuff do things it wasn't exactly designed to do.
Yep. And I like that Waspinator is still...
somewhat engaged in the friendship.
He's still engaged in the team-up aspect of it. Like, he wants to help. Obviously, he wants to help so he can stay alive so the universe isn't against Waspinator. I love Scold in the past tense. We could have been friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. And then, oh man.
And then Rhinox takes out Terrorsaur.
Yep. Thank God.
Yeah.
About time.
And then Air Razor and Transkito. That's not actually Transkito. I can't remember the name of that one. Are fighting against Nyx.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the name of that character is.
Yeah, I...
some sort of mosquito thing.
Yeah, it's not Transkito. It's another character. I can't remember who it is right now. I can picture it.
Yep.
But it didn't fly. It was like an earwig. But it looks like Transkito.
Yeah.
And then Tarantulas. Right. You know, look at the beautiful chaos.
Yes. So, for... okay, so the Predacons we only have listed. So, yeah, all of the other ones are the Children of the Vok. Yep. So there's Inferno, Air Razor, Polar Claw, Wolfang, Cyber Shark. It is Transkito.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. Like you said, Buzzsaw, Razorclaw, Tigatron, Insecticon, Saberback, Spitor, Retrax, Armadillo, Jetstorm, Snarl, Snapper, Clawjaw, and that Power Pitch.
Yeah, that was Jetstorm, I think. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like seeing this battle progress the way that it is. I like seeing all of the characters, like, literally, because this is their last issue. You know, it's like Wolverine used to say in the Superhero Squad show, you know, giant monsters, everybody plays.
And then the floating island.
Yep.
Megatron was calling them cowards for not facing them on their own term, on equal terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, despite the small amount of damage, our Energon-powered reversion device is still operable and ready to wipe all life from the face of this world. I still say we should have put the device in one of the moons. Every world you come to, you want to put a failsafe into the moon. It's impractical. But I'm sure in some universe it's been... wait, I can hear something approaching.
Yeah.
Because, like, they did it.
Yep.
And then they used the Axelon to destroy one of the Vok completely. They can't possibly have known how to do that.
I learned.
Yeah, it's like Rat Trap. And I just love how Rat Trap is just super cocky about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like... Oh, we can know, all right. It's not your fault for the spying on the good guys. How can we hear them so clearly? Maybe whoever's in charge of our reality has lost their mind. I'm just kidding. Our external sensors are top of the line. Now that we're sure our weapon works, let's take care of these other two. No! I didn't expect it to be over so quickly. Hey, what do you want? We didn't get paid by the minute. We get paid? And then everybody's kind of relinquished.
Yep. Tigatron and Air Razor walk away, and Primal and Megatron continue there.
So our truce is over?
Oh, yes. Prepare to.
And then, Rattrap, what did you just do? What, you didn't want me to atomize your mortal enemy? Gee, my bad. Atomized? Come on, what did you really do? Fine, you got me. You were too close to get any of the fun guns, so I just zapped him with the same unspace energy I used on the Vok. He said he was too close to use the fun guns.
Yeah.
Since old Meggy's not an energy monster, he'll just reappear a few cycles into the future after we're long gone. He'll be fine, I think, probably. But who cares, right?
Now, the only thing, since we are at the finale of this, the only thing Rattrap never got a chance to use
was the giant suit that he used in Beast Machines.
Okay, there's that, but no. It's even better. He didn't read him and weep. He didn't use a belly bomb at all. Mm. Like, come on! Like, if this is supposed to be Beast Wars Season 1, I know technically the belly bombs weren't used until the agenda, but I mean, come on.
No, he used it before that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, that was the
main, like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah. So we get the Maximals and the Predacons that are left together, and, you know, Primal's trying to convince Black Arachnia, and she's not convinced at all. And you have Waspinator, Black Arachnia, and Scold. And Waspinator thanks them for the fruit. What do we do about Megatron? We worry about him if he ever comes back. And the character, as we all know now, that I wish could have, like, I mean, come on, it's Inferno, because, yes, my queen, like, oh, God, Inferno. Yeah. And then we get an epilogue, 114 cycles later. Take it away, this is all you.
Yeah.
I feel incorrect, and this is clearly not the battlefield. Computer, location and diagnostic.
Form saturated with unspace energy, but otherwise systems normal. Location readings indicate this is the same uncharted planet on which the dark side crashed. No details available.
Unspace energy suggests I was sent through time. Yes, but not space. The planet's revolution would continue and cause me to return to a different location. At least it wasn't in one of the oceans. Still, there's no telling how long I've been away until I return to the dark side.
Need water. Gravelly.
At least the Vok are dead. Removing the largest threat to my power on this world, I shall have to remember to overwrite my message on the golden disk to preserve the timeline. But for now, I have the element of surprise and time to plan the perfect attack. The Beast Wars will not end until I have won, no matter what fate throws at me.
The war may continue, but for us, for now, this is the end. And
hey, Megatron still got away. I'm good.
What an ending.
I know. Because it leaves it, like, you don't even know when, like, he really is.
I mean, it's 114 cycles.
It's not that
in the long.
Future.
Yeah, so what were cycles in Beast Wars vernacular? Hours?
Let me see. I'll look that up real quick.
Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah, no, it's a great ending to the first season of the comic. It's not a great ending as being this is the last we're ever going to see from these two creators at this time for this story. Like, I am sure Eric and Josh had so many other ideas that they wanted to perpetrate onto us with this comic series, and it just sucks that it's not going to happen now.
Oh, you know, do you know what cycles are in Beast Wars?
What's that?
They're a equivalent of about a minute.
Okay.
Maybe more, maybe less, but something of that magnitude.
Okay.
In the G1 UK comics, it was 12 hours.
Oh, well, either way.
Yeah. Or you go in animated, it's 1.5 minutes. Or in Energon, it's a year. So it varies depending on what continuity you want to talk about. Like IDW continuity, in as of 2005, it was 1 hour and 15 minutes. In the 2019 continuity, it was 1 day. So yeah. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
So I love this, and I think this is great. This issue is obviously getting a 5.
Yep, I'm giving it a 5. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's just no way that we cannot give the final issue a 5 overall, because between the art, the story, everything was great. And I'm sure everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice can read this for themselves in the comic issue, but I am going to read the letters that Eric Burnham and Josh Burcham wrote at the back of the book. Dear Beastie Bot Besties, this is Eric. Hi, as Jim Morrison once sang, this is the end of our elaborate plans, the end. Yes, there were lyrics between those two bits, but just go with me here. Beast Wars was a lot of fun to work on with Tom and David and Riley and Jasmine, Josh and Winston and Sid and Jake and our entire cast of characters. The realities of publishing changed some of the plans we had, but even so, I think we put together a fun little epic, even if we did have to cut some of the pure character stories or beats. Want to know what some of those were going to be? I think I can share. Let's do it. First, Rattrap's love of fruit was going to cause a glitch in his system just when his expertise was needed the most, and it would be a race against time to save him. Scorponok was going to find a rival in one of the unleashed protoform pods, which would be Quickstrike, apparently.
Hmm.
Whose only goal was to replace him. Well, duh, of course that would be his, because technically Quickstrike did replace the Scorponok.
Yep.
Let's see here. Rhinox was going to be suspected, what does it say, as a Predacon mole. Black Arachnia was going to take over the Predacons for a little bit. When Megatron was taken off board, we at least hinted at that at the end of the last, at the end of this issue. And there's a bunch of other things that he's talking about here. By the way, I'm not complaining. I might regret not getting to do all the character stuff, but show me a storyteller that doesn't itch a little when there's more story to tell. Thanks for opening your hearts to Scold and Nyx. Thanks for the enthusiastic letters and tweets and fan art. And above all, thanks for coming along for the ride. Now go forth and maximize.
Nice.
Started paraphrasing at the end because, unlike you, I just let my voice get raspy without taking a drink of whatever I'm drinking. But then again, I'm not putting on, you know, a giant Shakespearean dinosaur. Well, you know, I can't talk like that. I can try, but it sounds like Connery.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I know that's the point. You can tell Josh loves a certain character.
Which one?
Oh, for booting up cold, where to begin? Or I guess, how to end?
Yep.
Rat trap.
I suppose that. First off, I really want to thank the teams of both IDW and Hasbro. You know, he goes on to that. I can't express well enough what a trip it has been to be able to revisit and in some ways reinterpret, both in a story and visual sense, these characters.
I don't know. I really enjoyed the episodes of the comic, and it was just, I don't know, it was so satisfyingly done.
Yeah, it really was. It was so fun. It was so interesting. It was so awesome. I absolutely love it. Like we said, it's easily a 5.
Easily a 5.
Yep. So, folks, coming up inside the pull bag, as this is episode 489, I don't know what's going on for 490. I think Hahi Prime is going to come join me to talk about Livia Remdeli's The Kill Lock. And then I don't remember if you said you were interested in this or not, but Transformers versus Terminator is episode 491. So another IDW Transformers crossover. And then September is fully loaded. We've got 3 different Origins episodes, and then in the middle there, we have got Tom Zoller's Long Distance and Tom Zoller's Warning Label, which most of that has already been recorded. So you'll be hearing that. Anything else you want to say about this comic series, or anything else you want to say in general about Transformers comics, Beast Wars?
I'm going to miss this comic.
Yeah.
Just mostly that. I'm hoping whoever gets the license next will revive this, either this exact line or just do a Beast Wars comic.
Yep.
That's what I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I know this is probably not going to happen, but they are freelance creators. Whoever the next company is, hire Eric and Josh.
Yep.
And the whole team, honestly, not just those two, but Eric, Josh, Winston, everybody, if you can. I don't know. Sometimes it is what it is. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us. Where can people find you online, sir?
They can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
I'm at TFGOneMike. You can also follow at GeekCastRadio and at the Pullbag as well. Make your greatest game into comics, and we will catch you next time.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.